And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Oklahoma state lawmakers returned to session at the state capitol yesterday, and Republican leaders announced a $7.8 billion budget agreement between the House and Senate, about $400 million less than the current fiscal year. State officials, led by the governor's office, projected a $1.3 billion drop, but lawmakers are tapping into one-time funds, savings, and apportioned dollars, and most agencies will be cut 4%. Greg Treat, Republican of Atoka, is the Senate President pro tem.
Given the circumstances with the oil and gas revenue and also with the global pandemic, we did an excellent job of protecting core services, including education.
The state will cut K-12 education funding 2.5%, but Republicans say it will come out ahead with federal relief funds factored in. House Minority Leader Emily Virgin, Democrat of Norman, calls the budget, quote, disappointing, and says the governor used a revenue model that he refuses to make public. Among the dozen budget bills Oklahoma lawmakers are considering this week is one that would require a daily public report of the state spending of federal coronavirus funds. Senate Appropriations Chair Roger Thompson, Republican of Okemah, says legislators aren't getting enough information on how the state is spending that money. He says the governor's office is refusing to disclose that information.
We want some transparency out of the governor's office. We've asked to be involved, and so far we've received just crickets from the letter that we sent to him. There's been no reply.
Lawmakers believe the state's share of CARES Act funding is about $800 million, with the rest of Oklahoma's billion-plus dollars going to local governments. 72 new cases of COVID-19 reported Monday bring the state's total above 4,000 for the first time. New infections continue to outpace new recoveries, with more than 1,300 active cases across the state. 238 Oklahomans have died. Tulsa County leads Oklahoma in deaths with 34. Mostly sunny today with a high near 74 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 74 as well. Right now, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.